The $900 million check became $94.1 billion. It's Sunday, July 26, and Google's old supplier investment is now large enough to move Alphabet's quarter. Alphabet disclosed that it owns roughly 6% of SpaceX, worth more than 100 times what Google invested in 2015. About $80 billion sits under short-term restrictions, and another $14.1 billion remains restricted through the third quarter of 2027. The relationship has become operational again. Google's Project Suncatcher plans two prototype satellites in early 2027 to test solar-powered machine learning compute in orbit. SpaceX owns the launch system and orbital experience, so Alphabet holds a financial claim on a supplier its own research program may need. The limit is liquidity. A marked-up stake cannot fund a data center until shares become cash, and the public price can move before the lockups expire. The dates matter more than the original check. Open hardware changed two cost floors. An open-source portable MRI was built for under $70,000, below 7% of a conventional machine's starting price. Using a weaker magnet and computational reconstruction, Peak Energy plans a 4-gigawatt-hour sodium-ion factory and claims 20 years, 20,000 cycles, and 20% lower lifetime cost. Apple is reportedly making privacy the architecture for smart glasses due in late 2027, where a camera creates data before the user opens an app. Graphene OS documented the device security version when a phone locks, sensitive state should fall into a smaller privileged domain even while the system remains online. To the tape, we sharpen the Alphabet watch because a $94 billion SpaceX holding offsets some infrastructure exposure and adds earnings volatility. We hold the Apple watch, where privacy has to change what leaves the glasses rather than decorate the launch. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call. By November 15th, Alphabet reports a pre-tax quarterly SpaceX gain or loss of at least $10 billion. A smaller effect or accounting that keeps remeasurement outside reported earnings proves us wrong.